Is it unfair to make a comparison between Brady and Montana? Both guys, system quarterbacks, both guys have won a lot, but they don't have cannons for arms like, say, Marino did or Manning does.
I think that's a good comparison. I mean, I don't know who said Brady doesn't have a cannon. The guy can throw the ball pretty hard, you know, and he's a winner like Montana was. I mean, it looked so smooth in the pocket. Yeah, you can make that comparison, but, you know, they're different in their own way.
Do you think that there's any extra motivation on their part knowing that they got knocked out of the playoffs? Obviously, every game there's motivation to win, but I don't know if there's going to be bulletin board material, but do you think they might be chatting about that a little bit?
I'm sure, you know, the media's going to definitely, you know, spark it up a lot this week, you know, with them and ask them how bad they want to win and, you know, get revenge. They might deny it, but in a sense, you're going to have that in the back of your mind that, yeah, they put us out of the playoffs last year, ended our season. You know, so I know they're going to come out extra motivated the first quarter.
Every game is a litmus test. Is this is easily the best team you have played so far, but you kind of find out maybe a little bit where you're at.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every week you kind of measure yourself, and this is another test for us. And I feel like we can go up here, get a win, and, you know, come out 2-1 going into the bye week.
How does it affect your preparation with so many receivers that have changed? No more Branch, no more Givens now.
Not a lot. I mean, they still run the same plays. I mean, the offense is still the same. Same coaching staff. It's not much of a change, but at the same time, we just got to study the personnel a little bit and see what guys like to do a lot.
Champ, first 2 weeks you've been able to keep teams out of the end zone. Is there a change in attitude on the Broncos defense? Is there something you're doing, you know, differently than in past years?
Not really, just pride. I mean, we pride ourselves in keeping people out, and we knew the emphasis would be play better red zone defense and third down defense this year. You know, we picked that up a lot.
Champ, you think the Georgia team is going to shut out Colorado this week?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We've done it, the past 2 weeks? Yeah, we got it. Yeah, no doubt.
Bet with Lepsis?
I don't think he would do that. I don't think the guy's that dumb. He's smart enough. He know better. They can't go between the hedges and get a win. Matter of fact, they can't go get points, period. It's not going to happen.
A couple of guys said one of the differences in the defense so far is the pressure you're getting from the front four, which I know has been a goal since training camp.
Yeah, I mean, if you get pressure from the front four, it just causes everybody to make plays around you. I mean, we got 2 turnovers last week. We expect to increase on that, double that this week. So, you know, it starts up front. Everything starts up front. Those guys get pressure, stop the run. I mean, we can do a lot of things in the secondary.
How about what Ian Gold is bringing? It seems like he's everywhere out there right now.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm chasing him because I'm chasing the ball, and he's right there in front of me. So, the guy, he plays hard. I mean, every play, he plays like his last. So,
Patriots look at all different. It seems like they're running the ball a little bit more than in past years.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's funny because I remember they did that a couple years ago. But then 1 week they came out and spread it out and threw the ball like 20 times in a row. So, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, they're going to change their game plan a little bit every week. So, I mean, we just got to be prepared for whatever.
You know, you guys are one of the few teams that has had success against New England, a winning record against the Patriots. Has to give you some confidence going in there.
I mean, we're going to be confident regardless if they're 3-0 against us or we're 3-0 against them. I mean, you can't dwell on the past. We got to feel like we're a new team, a better team, and we can go out there and get a win.
Champ, did you hear that Georgia AD is going to let Ralphie the Buffalo run out of the field at Sanford Stadium? What do you think Uga is going to think of this?
He'll probably laugh at him. You got to give him something to smile about. It's not going to be a pretty game, so got to give him something.
So you think it's like a slap in the face to have the Buffalo run on the field over there in Georgia?
Nah, you know, we like different things. I mean, that's probably going to be the only entertaining thing of the whole day, so it's going to be a blowout, trust me.